Welcome back, Deep Divers, to another journey. You know, where we dig into some fascinating connections, often in unexpected places. It's really all about that joy of discovery, right? Finding clarity on complex stuff. Today, we're looking at something really intriguing. It's an excerpt, and the title is Performance Art's Influence on Festival Fashion. But what we're really zeroing in on, the core idea for this deep dive, is this specific phrase, the role of performance art in festival apparel design. So our mission basically is to unpack that. What does that connection actually mean? Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah, and what strikes me immediately is just how direct that is. It's not, you know, hinting around. Mm-hmm. It explicitly says there's a role for performance art in designing festival apparel. That's quite specific. It suggests something, well, functional, almost foundational.
Exactly, not just inspiration.
Right. It sets us up to explore not just if there's a link, but what that link really means, conceptually. You know, beyond just how things look on the surface, what's the intent?
Precisely. Our source just lays it out there. The link exists. So we're starting from that point. Performance art isn't just like next door to festival fashion. It's actively shaping the design, a guiding force almost integrated into the process. And that's a pretty big idea to explore. So let's look closer at that first part. Performance art's influence on festival fashion. Mm. Like you said, it's more than just people looking theatrical at festivals. The source is claiming a direct significant impact, maybe even fundamental. It implies maybe a deeper intention there, something beyond just, you know, what's trending online this season.
Absolutely. And it suggests festival clothes might come from a richer, more conceptual place than we often think. And that's underlined by the second part, right? The role of performance art in festival apparel design.
Mm.
That word role. That's really the kicker, isn't it?
It is.
It lifts it from just influence to something more deliberate. Like performance art is actually part of how these clothes are conceived.
Like a framework for the design.
Oh, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not like designers are just, you know, copying a performance look directly, but maybe engaging more deeply with the ideas behind performance art, the ethos.
So festival fashion then isn't just about aesthetics or trends?
It's drawing from these conceptual roots, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where the clothing isn't just an outfit, it's part of an experience maybe,
yeah,
or a statement,
or even
like a temporary character someone's playing.
Okay, and this is where, for me, it gets really interesting. The focus on apparel design, it's not vague, it's about the process, the actual creation.
And the execution.
How choices about fabric, cut, embellishments, even how the clothes move, how they communicate, that's being shaped by performance art.
Mm.
So the intent behind the design, the story it might tell, the experience it creates for the person wearing it and maybe for people seeing it, that's all drawing from performance art principles. It's about the method, maybe. Bringing artistic approaches into making clothes, prioritizing expression, interaction, not just static beauty.
Which immediately makes you ask, okay, what is it about performance art that works so well for apparel design?
Good question.
I mean, think about it. Performance art often uses the artist's body as the main medium, right?
Yeah.
It explores identity, transformation. It plays with time and space. It's often temporary, fleeting. So how could those things show up in clothes?
Hmm.
Like maybe the focus on the body translates into clothes designed to highlight movement, or clothes that almost become part of the body. Think body paint, sculptural bits attached.
Ah, like the clothing as a canvas itself. Or a prop.
Exactly. A second skin, maybe? Or, part of a living sculpture.
That makes sense. And thinking about the body as a medium, what about the storytelling side? Performance art often tells a story, right? Even if it's abstract.
Right.
Or it creates a feeling through, you know, action and time.
Yeah, definitely. And that narrative quality could really influence how festival clothes are designed to, well, communicate something.
Okay.
Well, instead of just looking good, the clothes become like a visual language. Designers might use symbols or textures or even deconstructed shapes to suggest a journey or a change or a specific character idea.
Like clothes that change, layers you take off maybe?
Yeah, or pieces that look deliberately fragmented or unfinished, suggesting something's evolving. The clothing itself starts telling a visual story. Just like a costume in a play contributes to the narrative, you know?
Right, right. That links to the temporary idea too.
Yeah.
Performance art is often, you know, a one-off event. It's fleeting.
Yeah.
How does that translate to something solid like clothes, especially for like a three-day festival?
It's an interesting tension, isn't it? That temporary quality could inspire designs that aren't really meant to last forever.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe they're made for just one wear or designed to be altered or even kind of break down over the event.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
You might see materials chosen because they look beautiful for a short time. or designs that are meant to fray or change as you move. It fits with that idea of the festival itself being a temporary, fleeting experience.
So it mirrors the event itself.
Kind of. And also that time element could show up in clothes that are transformative.
How do you mean?
Pieces you can reconfigure, maybe. Or layer differently, or even change dramatically while you're wearing them, reflecting how a performance unfolds over time.
Ah, okay.
It's about designing for a dynamic experience, not just a static look.
So less about a lasting fashion statement, more about being part of the moment. What about the experimental side of performance art? It often pushes boundaries.
Oh, that's a huge part of it, yeah. Performance art is often about challenging what we think of as art, or audience, or even the body.
Right.
So in apparel design, that could mean breaking fashion rules, unconventional shapes, weird material mixes like industrial stuff with delicate fabric.
Things that aren't necessarily practical.
Exactly. Or even using deliberate discomfort or exaggeration to make people react. It pushes designers away from just thinking about what sells, towards pure expression.
That's where you get the really avant-garde festival looks, maybe.
Totally. Almost rejecting practicality for conceptual impact, just like some performance pieces do. It creates this space where the rules of what you can wear are constantly being tested and rewritten.
Okay, so let's connect this back for you, the listener. What does knowing about this role of performance art in festival apparel design, what does that tell us about the creativity happening at these events? Does it mean the festival goers are kind of performing too, in a way?
I think it really points in that direction, yeah. This stated role means these deeper ideas are being woven into actual design choices, materials, structure, purpose. So it makes you think, maybe dressing for a festival is a kind of micro-performance itself. You're not just attending, you become part of the whole visual and experiential thing. You're curating your own look, trying on a temporary identity, maybe.
Interacting through your clothes.
Exactly. Interacting with the space, with other people, through what you're wearing. Much like a performer uses their costume to connect with an audience. It changes how you see the fashion. It's not just decoration. It's a tool for expression, for interaction in this big public celebration.
That specificity about apparel design really clicks now. It's not just the general vibe. It's like a direct pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying performance art principles, aesthetics, methods, right into how clothes are made for festivals. Designers might be thinking less about traditional clothes and more like components of a living display.
Yeah, asking, how does this piece perform?
Right, or what story does this outfit tell when it moves, not just, is this cool?
Exactly.
So thinking about all this, how does this change the way you might perceive the creativity, the intention behind festival fashion, knowing this link is there?
Well, it really invites you to look deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See every sequin, every bit of fringe, every bold shape, not just as decoration, but maybe as a choice connected to this artistic tradition of expression and experience.
A visual language.
Yeah, like a silent language spoken through clothes, drawing on performance art's power to create feeling, tell stories, or challenge how we see things. It suggests the whole visual spectacle of a festival is, well, much more thoughtful and artistically connected than just a bunch of fun outfits.
So bringing it all back home, this deep dive, using just that concise source, really highlights something powerful. There's this undeniable, specific influence of performance art on festival fashion. And crucially, it has this distinct active role in the actual design of the apparel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not random. It's a shaping force that adds another layer to the whole experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, this exploration, even though it's focused, it kind of prompts us to keep questioning where the aesthetics around us come from, to look for those unseen threads of artistic influence weaving through our culture.
Yeah.
It shows how one art form spirit can feed directly into another, creating something totally new and energetic. The core ideas of performance art, experience, expression, pushing boundaries, they clearly find a really dynamic outlet in festival wear. It just reminds you that, you know, the really compelling cultural stuff rarely happens in a vacuum.
That's a great thought to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Next time you see that vibrant, expressive festival clothing, or even just think about what you might wear to a big event, maybe pause for a second. Think about those echoes of performance art. You might see the creativity, the intent, even how the clothes themselves perform in a completely new way. We really appreciate you diving deep with us. Until next time.